Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. So today on the Science and Spirituality Podcast, we are going to dive into a topic that is near and dear to my heart. So this is Kevin Carton. We got Chris here as well. I think it's near and dear to your heart as well.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Nothing, just starting out the podcast by saying that we're both here. Well, yeah. Actually, I guess that makes sense because last week I wasn't here.
That and like there are some people that don't know who's talking. They just know that there's Kevin and Chris, and like, so I'm just making more clear is that this is me. My name is Kevin. This nice. Is the sound of my voice. So anyway,
solid name.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, doing work you love. It's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Because it's my story, like the big story for me that really changed my life back in 2014. And I really believe that life is incomplete. Like our life is really incomplete if we don't really know like that we're serving a purpose, that we're doing work that resonates with us and that we love. Like it'll always be always a nagging thing at you if you don't get that straight in your life. And not to say that like it's, you know, bad to like struggle or not know or anything like that. Like, but I think it's a really important key for living a life that you love and just enjoying your life entirely, because we spend so much time at work and doing work. So,
I think if also too, like listeners who've followed us along this podcast journey for this long and have listened to a majority of our episodes, I feel like at this point I'm speaking to the listeners, have probably gotten a sense of what we're about and what we think life's about. And so you've probably already had inclinations. If you haven't found that passion yet, you've probably been thinking about it. If you've been like applying a lot of the stuff we've been talking about on this podcast. And I think that everyone has their own journey when it comes to this, but you know, you want to be proactive about it and start thinking about, oh, what do I want to do? Like, what would I love to do? And you know, cause like you said, it is a huge part of life.
Yeah, exactly. So let's dive right into it, because like we were just talking before we were recording, and we see is like two major things to cover in this of like doing work you love, and then also and then how to take that leap of faith when you do know. So like the first part is actually discovering what that is, like what you would love and what the process is like that. But then also then when you do know what you would love, how do you make that transition from a job or a career that may be a pivot or a complete transition? Maybe it's starting a business and you have no idea and there's some fears. So there's a lot of things that can get in the way. So we want to just, at least I'd say it's like a start of a conversation, honestly, this episode. Yeah. There's so much to it, but let's at least start with the basics.
I can start with the first leg of figuring out what it is in the first place, or how to do that.
Ooh, can I share one thing before you go into it? Because I know you got some great keys with that, but I want to start off with even like a deeper foundation is like actually to really ground within yourself that like, there is something for you. Like you can apply all different tools or techniques or ideas or whatever, but like unless you have a core belief that there is some work that you are meant to be doing on this earth, that's something that really does resonate with you and that you can do it. You may not know how, but that there is something for you and that you can do it. Like you have to begin with that, because then otherwise like discovering it will be kind of like you're trying and it's like, oh, like it's not really fitting and like, why not? But it's because there's a deeper belief that like there's not something for me.
Yeah.
I personally believe that is false. I believe that each one of us is here for some God-given reason, that we are alive to make some kind of impact, to bring some sort of gift or service or idea to this world that makes a difference. And so for that reason, I really truly believe that every single person on this planet has some type of work that resonates with them more than something else, and that they can do it. So
that's, and I feel like, and I hope that people take that message as a place of empowerment, because I feel like in today's day and age, like there's this it's like you have to find your passion. It's
yeah.
like the, you know what I mean? That yep. verbiage of like, and it becomes like a pressure thing. It's like, oh, yeah. I have to find it. Like, and if you spend some time thinking about it and you haven't found it yet, then it's like, oh, there must be something wrong with me.
Exactly.
So like, I get that. Like, I feel that because I felt that for like a few years before I found the thing that, you know, I'm finally felt like I'm aligned to. And even now yeah. that I found it, it still evolves.
Yes.
And so the one tip that I want to say right off the bat is instead of like putting so much pressure on yourself to find your passion, follow what you're curious about, like continue down that line. Cause then it's like, oh, like if it's like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm curious about. I'm going to keep reading things that I'm curious about, or I want to learn about, or, you know, keep researching stuff that it interests me. It takes a lot more pressure than like, oh, I'm searching for my passion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. And a thing to add to that as well is that, there's a word that you used that I think is really key in the beginning phases of just discovering first what it is that you resonate most with is you use the word evolve, mm-hmm. that it evolves.
Yeah.
Like even when you've found it, like mm-hmm. for you, it's acupuncture, Chris, for me, it's coaching. And now more specifically, in the spiritual realm to help people build businesses, that's what resonates with me. But that evolved. Like I've been a coach for over 3 years, but I only recently in the last year or so, it's evolved to where I'm really clear now that I serve entrepreneurs and business owners. So like that evolves, but even before this, before I knew that I was meant to be a coach, and I'm sure that you resonate with this too. Cause, and actually I know this of you, Chris, cause I mean, we're brothers. I've known your story, like the evolution of us discovering what that is. Like, it's not like that just all of a sudden it just dropped in on us. Like, oh my gosh, Kevin Carden is a coach. Like mm-hmm. it dropped in on you. Like, oh, Chris Carden is, you know, acupuncturist. Like, no, like it was an evolution process. Like mm-hmm. I want you to tell your story after yeah. this, but I'm going to share really quick with mine.
Yeah.
After, so I went to school to get my doctorate in pharmacy, completely different path than I am in now. And I left that career because I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't my purpose, why I'm here and what I resonated with. And there's a whole story to that, but I left that career path. And then the next thing I did, like I was working in direct sales in network marketing. I thought that was going to be like what my work was going to be like for years to come in selling like healthy energy drinks. and that was my part of my vision, but then that evolved because then I discovered yoga. And then I got trained as a yoga teacher because I followed my interest. I followed my curiosity, as you said. I got trained as that. I taught for maybe a year and a half or 2 years. And that really did resonate with me. But then that evolved. And then that's when I started working for my mentor's company. So Mary Morrissey, her company. And that's like started to spark me more on the path of starting my own business and coaching. So like it evolved. Like, but it's not like like when I left pharmacy school that like I knew my purpose and was like, all right, I'm clear now. And that's what I need to go forward. Like it's just knowing that there was something for me and that what I was doing was not it. Like,
yeah.
That's the starting place.
It's like you had that, you had that starting place and you had the courage to follow it.
Yes, exactly.
You had the courage to follow it without like, I mean, you obviously went into it being like full faith, like, oh, this is going to be the thing, but you were open to the fact that it might not be.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, and so because you were open, like it was a lot easier for you to turn different ways because mm-hmm. you were like, oh, like I'm just going to keep searching. My mind's going to be open. But then it's interesting because your story kind of parallels mine a little bit in terms of like, because it even goes deeper from what you're talking about. Because I know you too, like even you were involved in personal development
yes.
way before coaching.
Yes.
Like, and you got into that because you were searching and then you looked to develop yourself and then,
yep.
you know, it was with network marketing. And then you even got into a network marketing company that was
called Life Leadership. They literally yeah. sold CDs and books of in personal development. So yeah.
Right. So you were already in that. And it's like, I think Steve Jobs says the quote about how hindsight's 20, like looking back, you can connect all the dots.
Yes.
Where it's like these things that seem unrelated. When you look back, they ping ponged you into all these different things and you finally found the thing, you ended up where you were supposed to be.
Exactly.
But if you never took that leap of faith in the very beginning to be like, I know this isn't it.
Yes.
So I'm going to pharmacy. Like you were yep. like, I know this is not it.
Yep.
So I'm going to go try the next thing.
Exactly.
And because you had that awareness of yourself at that point, you got closer and closer and closer until you finally were like, okay, you know yeah. what I mean? So
exactly.
Yeah.
And there's actually an analogy that I keep in mind for myself, because even now, like, it's not like that I know now, like, that it doesn't evolve still. It's still, you know, like, finding what is really, really aligned. And I don't know if that'll ever end. But it reminds me of an analogy of how sailboats actually sail on the ocean. And invite you, whoever, if you're listening and you're curious about this, I invite you to look up the sailing term that is called tacking. I don't actually even know exactly how to spell it, but it's how sailboats actually sail. They can't, sailboats can't sail in a straight line. They actually have to zigzag to their destination because their sail has to be turned to catch the wind.
Mm.
And so it's not a straight line. It never is. Even a master sailor is still like, there's a little bit of that back and forth. And so, like you said, it's like ping ponging, right? But like, there's that through line. And so I just invite you to think about that. If you're listening to this and you're thinking like, oh, what is my purpose? Like, what would I love to do for work? Like, mm-hmm. to just allow your curiosities to drive you, and then just be open. Like you said, as a clear indication for me,
yeah.
like I was open, which that's very well put for sure.
And another key thing that helped me in the very beginning was because, and again, I don't know where people are at who are listening to this, but for me, I was in an established career path.
Mm.
And so I had all the education. I mean, I went to school for 5 years to get a master's degree in accounting, studied for 6 months to get a CPA degree, a CPA designation. And I worked for 3 years in the industry and I was like on my way, you know, I was at a good company. I was getting paid really well. I was doing really well. And so like waking up, well, you know, you don't just wake up one day and be like, ah, this isn't for me. Maybe some people do, but I knew it wasn't for me for a while, but I looked around me and like all my friends who I graduated with and all the people that I was working with, you know, it seemed like they were sacrificing certain parts of their life and certain parts of like their happiness or, you know, maybe purpose because the money was good or because the benefits were good or because like the progression was good, you know? And so I kind of folded into that structure and I was like, oh, this is just the way it is. Like, this is just normal, right? Like I went to school, I'm in a good career. Like, let me just be happy. Like, let me just, you know, fine. And, but I mean, it caused me a lot of like mental health issues, like anxiety, depression, and, you know, turning to like alcohol and like other drugs to like, you know, I didn't know at the time, but now looking back, like to soothe and to, you know, try to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I was trying to find what I really wanted to do, I had like the blinders on of my degree.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh, I know I don't want to do auditing or I know I don't want to work for this company anymore. So like, I would start looking at companies that I might want to work at in accounting, like, oh, Lego or like the Mets or something, right? Because I had those blinders on. I was like, oh, let me use my degree, even though I knew I didn't want to do it. So the one question that really helped me, and Kev, you know, getting me involved in Mary's work and helping me with this was, what would I love to do if time, money, or education didn't matter? And once I asked myself that question, the blinders got like blown off. And then I was like, oh, I don't have to just look in my, what I think I could get with my current degree. I can actually start thinking about what I would want to do if I can literally start over.
Yeah.
You know, and the thought of starting over was scary. Mm. It was like, oh, I got to go to school for another like 4 years and I'll graduate and I'll be 29 or 30 and then I'll be starting over again. And like, that scared me because I was used to just like the progression of what I thought my life was going to be.
Yeah.
And so once I kind of broke out of that, I was like, okay. So that was a big question for me was what would I love to do if time, money, or education didn't matter?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to think about my interests and, you know, interested in like mind, body, like healing and reading books about like personal development. And I was more interested in like health and science.
Yeah.
And so that's why when acupuncture, when I found that, like it combined all of those things for me and I was like, all right, like this is it. Like I just have a really strong feeling about it. And so I took the leap, quit my job. Went to school and, you know, it's, and that evolved. Like I fell more and more in love with it as I started studying it. And then that's had me branch off into a bunch of other things that I've really liked to study. And so it like, yeah, Kevin, kind of paralleled your story a little bit and the fact that it's like a process.
Exactly. And I want to come back to, I'm going to ask you a question about, cause this I think is important and honestly is part of the title of this episode. And it's actually came from a question from one of our listeners about how to take the leap of faith. So I want to go back to that because you and I had both taken a leap of faith and like, just to give some pointers of how to do that, like how to navigate that fear of what's like the unknown and coming up. But I just want to highlight one other part of your story because you didn't share this, but it's again, what I know about you is that it wasn't like acupuncture just dropped in on you. Like there were years that you were interested in like nutrition and health, like you were, I remember you were thinking about going to get your, like, just be a doctor, like a medical doctor. But like, you were like, no, like screw that, because that's 8 years of schooling, like 4 years undergrad, four years doctorate.
Yeah. Like, and then also it didn't like going to traditional Western medical school didn't align with my beliefs about how to heal the body. And so, but yeah, no, that's a good point. I totally forgot about that. Like that I wanted to be a health coach for a while. And like,
exactly. Didn't you get your certification?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what was it? IIN?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Integrative nutrition. Yeah.
Exactly. So like, yeah, I just wanted to highlight that, because like, it wasn't like just at some time, like you just woke up and be like, all right, like I got to find what I love. And then like 2 weeks later, you found acupuncture. Like it was a process of discovering really what you'd love. And then the process of then taking the leap of faith, like it takes time. It really does, because you used another word, Chris, that I think was really important to highlight here is structure. Like you were in this structure, having the blinders on, like structure of like, this is my job, this is my income. And like, you're surrounded by people who are doing the same things as you. And so like, it's hard to break out of that, because we have yet to really think outside of that. And that's all that it really takes, is to really give yourself permission and the space to think outside of those boxes. Cause like, that's same for me. It took me months to make the decision to leave pharmacy school. That was really difficult, very challenging, because all of my friends were in pharmacy school. And
dude, you literally, I mean, think about it. Like, and we've talked about this before too. And, you know, with our parents too, like you walked away from a six figure career right when you graduated.
Yeah.
And then you walked away from that into like affiliate marketing and yoga. You didn't know, like you just didn't, you know what I mean? And that happens.
Exactly.
It's like, you have to have that belief in yourself that it's like, I know this isn't it.
Yep.
And I'm going to follow my curiosity, and I'm going to do this. And for me, the way that I thought about it when I was quitting, I was like, all right, I know this isn't what I want to do. This is making me miserable. I can literally go try something else for 5 years of my life, and I can wake up and be 31 and I'll still be young. Mm-hmm. And I can go back to doing the thing that I didn't like, but at least I gave myself that effort to try. Exactly. And I'm saying 5 years because that's the required schooling for acupuncture. But for you, it could be like going to get a skill for 6 months, or going to, you know, try something for a year. It's like, you can always go back to the life that you have.
Yeah.
You know, or you have that option, but you know, as the time ticks on, it's like, you'll get more and more responsibilities. Like, you might have kids, you might move, you might get a house, like all this stuff. It's like, you want to see what's possible for you.
Yeah. But I also want to just to give some context, just in case there's some people listening to us who have a kid or kids or have a family, like it, just because you have more responsibilities and like maybe years into a certain path doesn't mean that it's not possible still.
Oh yeah. 100%. I was just more wrapped up in talking about my experience. Yeah.
I mean, I know exactly. But I that's why I want to just say that. It's like, cause it's very easy to get, like the fear of making a change can cause us to look for reasons why not to do it. And so that's why I wanted to highlight that. It's like, if someone's listening, if you're listening and you're thinking about it, it's like, well, there's something else I really resonate with, but like, I really don't know, or I'm afraid or scared. Like, how do I take the leap of faith? I have so much, you know, riding on this. Like, the biggest thing, this is the core, the foundation, the depth that I went to make that decision to leave pharmacy school. And I know that you went there for this too, Chris. Because it's the opposite of, you know, if I could do anything, then what would I be doing? Like, if time, money, age, education were not a factor, what would I love? That's a question to ask, to open up your imagination, to consider what you love. But then the opposite end is like, you go really deep down within your heart and then ask yourself the question, when I'm on my deathbed, when I am dying, when I'm at the end of my life, what would be, what direction would I have loved to take in my life? Which decision would I be proud of? Would I be happy that I took, even if it doesn't work out? Because guess what? When I left pharmacy school, it kind of like didn't work out for a good, I don't know. I mean, things were working out, like, as in like, you know, I got a job working for my fraternity. I got a job working for, or teaching yoga. Then eventually I got a job working for my mentor's life coaching company. So like, things started to unfold. But I didn't feel like I was like fully living my purpose the next year or two. Like, it took some time. Like, I fell on my face. Like, it sucked. It was hard. It was challenging. But I would never trade those years for staying in a path of pharmacy, which I knew the outcome, which I was unhappy with. I knew it. Like, absolutely. I could see my future with that, working behind a counter in pharmacy, because I was working a part-time job at the time at a Rite Aid pharmacy in New York. And I hated it. I despised it. I did not like it. I did not agree with it. So like, I knew what that path was going to lead to. So it's either you're making a decision to stay in a path in which you know will not make you happy, or you make the decision, make the leap of faith, and be proud of at least the decision. And yes, there is the unknown, but at least there's the unknown. Like, meaning as in there's opportunity. There's things you can do different. There's possibilities that are not actually available for you if you don't make a decision to not, or to switch things up. If you don't make that decision to switch things up, which leads me to a point which I want to make, but I want to pause there because I have a feeling there's something that you might want to echo off of, Chris. But there's an additional thing about making that leap of faith that might be different than you and I and our stories, which I want to make abundantly clear. But
I was just like, the thing that I was thinking of, and I've talked about this before on my Instagram, like when I had left and, you know, the first couple of years, you're like, I still had problems when I left.
Yeah.
But the problems were, I felt more of my choosing because I felt like I was more choosing my path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're never going to choose a path where there's not going to be any difficulties or issues like in your life. It's just not going to happen.
Yep.
But if you are in the driver's seat and you're deciding really what you want to do, it's like, you're kind of choosing the problems. What type?
Yeah.
It's like, you get to be put in the driver's seat. It's like when I was an accountant, like I had accountant problems, but I hated being an accountant. So now that I went back to school, like I had student problems, I had acupuncture student problems.
Yeah.
But like I had more fun with those.
Yeah. You're more willing
because
to
again, like, yeah. And it's because the ideal that I had, like after I graduated, it's like, I knew that those problems I was going through were helping me grow into the person that I wanted to eventually become, because I had that vision for it. And I was like, okay, like this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's that's like a key there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I also want to just, again, what I was pointing out before, just to highlight is like what that leap of faith might look like, because our leap of faith that Chris and I took in just different phases of our life was very unique, I'll say. And it's not, many times it's actually not needed to like fully quit. That's just what resonated with me. Cause I was in school and actually, funny thing, actually, now that I think about it, I did discontinue getting my doctorate. I got a 4-year degree, but that was after a year and a half of being in network marketing. So I was already like building up like my experience and my understanding of like how to like do that business, and like had my interest in it more and more. And so like, I did have that on the side. It wasn't like I just like had nothing else in my mind and then I just quit and just not stopped going to school. I graduated, but like I had that kind of backstory to it. Same thing with you as well. Like you said, you were trying other things as you were still an accountant and like building up that understanding of what resonated with you. So like, actually, cause I was going to make the clarity of like, you don't have to quit in order to like start doing something, which we actually didn't, now that I think about it.
Well, no. And again, I think that also comes back to like, and again, just to bring in like some science here, like you're like the risk tolerance and what your nervous system is going to be able to accept.
Yes.
Because some people can just quit cold turkey and like without any, like, you know, just go and do something. And like, you know, that might feel good to you. But for me, that like it didn't. I wanted to try things. Like I wanted to make sure that what I was going to do was going to be the thing before I, you know, didn't have an income and before I was going to go back to school and like do all this stuff. And so there's different ways that you can go about it. So we're like, so I'm just glad that you brought that point up.
Yeah, exactly. So like, it depends. It really does depend. And just to be like, just to highlight what you said, is like with the science, is like when you meant by nervous system, just in case anyone doesn't really have that land for them, is like your nervous system is what's going to determine like how willing you are to take action. Like if you take a leap of faith and quit a job, but like you're like struggling financially and can't pay your bills, like you're not going to be open enough and creative enough to actually pursue your dream and pursue what you do love or what you would love to do. So like, that's not something we would recommend unless that really resonates with you and you feel like it's like, all right, I'm going to do this thing and you're ready, which you may never feel fully ready, but like ready, meaning like you feel like you can handle that nervous in your nervous system wise.
Yeah.
But like if you're being triggered in your fight or flight response of your nervous system, like you're not going to be open and creative enough to move forward in the way that you do need to in order to really establish yourself in doing something you love.
Yeah.
So that's just to be super clear on that.
And so it's funny because now I'm thinking about like the title of this podcast episode, How to Take the Leap of Faith.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to be brave enough to take a step of faith.
Exactly.
Like you don't got to jump off the cliff, but you just take that first step that you see.
Yeah. And I think eventually at some point there always is a leap of faith though. Cause like,
right. Like when you fully transition.
Exactly. To build up to that. Yeah. So like it, I think it just depends and it's unique to every human being, right? Like no one has the same story. So like you and I both like leaving pharmacy or me leaving pharmacy, you leaving accounting, like we had built up ourselves a bit more over some time of like what we would really resonate with to move forward on. But then there actually is a time in my life where I did literally take a leap of faith. I quit. So I was working for my mentor's company I worked for her company for about 3 years. I was a content developer and behind the scenes, just doing work on their videos and eBooks and stuff. But after 3 years, I decided like I got certified as a coach. Like actually, oh my God, I did build up to it too. Cause I got certified 6 months before I actually left my job there. So I got certified and then like I was training, like I practice presentations. I remember doing a practice presentation, like a practice workshop in our apartment in 2016. Yeah, or 2017. And I had I had mom, I had dad like sit and in our just like tiny, you know, living room. And I gave an hour presentation. Like, so I was building myself up on that anyway, but I did have to take that leap of faith. I quit. I had to quit my job. Like that was actually a requirement. I couldn't start a life coaching business while being employed by a life coaching company. So like,
yeah.
So I did quit, took the leap of faith, but I had savings. I was prepared. I had a business plan. Like I was ready. But again, it's still challenging, you know, yeah. But it still comes back to that question is like, what decision would I be most proud of at the end of my life? And I knew at that time for me is like to not wait any longer and just to start my business, which I'm so glad I did now because it's been over 3 years. So anyway, yeah, just to give more context and another story. Yeah,
I was going to say, if anyone, you know, listening to this episode, like I feel like we've gone pretty deep in both of our stories and, you know, if there's anything else that you want us to elaborate on, like DM us and let us know, because I feel like, and again, all the stuff that we talk about on our podcast, like this, like what our stories that we just described, that's the reason why me and Kevin are here talking about this.
Yes.
It's the reason why we're doing this podcast, is to share this information that we learned on this journey that we both went through separately, but it was very similar, like in the way of like, you know what I mean? So like, this is like the meat and potato, like the backdrop of like the podcast.
It's true, actually.
Yeah.
Very true.
It really is.
Yeah. And speaking of like, this one other thing that just came to mind is like, what might be a really big key to keep in mind of like how you and I both did that and have now succeeded in moving forward and like living life that we love and doing work that we love is that we had support. That's a big key. Cause I'm pretty sure, Chris, didn't you sign up to work with Mary Morrissey for a year
In that
transition period?
Mm-hmm. The dream builder that I quit my job. Well, let's quit my job the weekend after and enrolled in school. That whole next year I was in
Brave Thinking Masters. Yeah. So that's, you were having weekly coaching calls with Mary and that supportive structure to keep in mind and remember the truth that we are infinite spiritual beings, that we have this human experience and we can make this human experience what we want. Like as we work on believing in ourselves, connecting with our vision, facing our fears for sure. And just taking action, like all of those things. It's one thing to like hear it and then have that, but then like in mind, but then a couple days later, you're back in your normal routine. And then just like, you know, it flies out of your head and like you're living just the same old life. So like, that's one huge thing. Cause that's what I got support from Mary as well. I've been working with her for now. I'm in my seventh year of coaching with her. Nice. And when I left pharmacy school, like I had support from her, like literally, and story goes is literally the day of my last final in 2014, my fourth year of pharmacy school. So I got my 4-year degree, but like, this is like literally like a week before I quit. I got connected with Mary. Like Bob Proctor who's another amazing teacher in this space, personal development. He promoted one of her webinars. I got on her webinar. I bought the Dream Builder program, which is a self-study program. But then a month later, I went to a live event of hers. And then I invested in a year long of coaching with her. And it was $13,000, which I know for you is also a similar investment for a year, even though it was like 3-4 years later. But like having that level of support is just, it's amazing. Like I believe it's irreplaceable. And to have that level of support and that consistency over time helps you do amazing things.
Yeah.
Because I really believe anyone listening to these episodes, like I'm sure there's epiphanies or new things you're learning or whatever, but like, I feel like deep down, everyone knows what we're talking about, but it's a whole nother thing to actually be living it. And to live it takes time to really apply it into your life, and to have someone in your corner to support you, man, like it's just phenomenal. So anyway, I just really highlight that because that's another thing we didn't really talk about, but was really essential, I believe, for both of our stories. Like I could say that for myself. I don't know if you'd say that for you as well though, Chris.
Yeah, I can say that, I would say. And then just like being, just staying in the study and staying in the work. Do you know what I mean? And then, because you know, if you're going to do this, like if you're, then we encourage you to, there's going to be times where like, or I'm going to speak for myself. There's going to be times where I look back and I was like, oh, like, I wonder where I would have been if I didn't quit. Like, I wonder how much money I'd be making. Like, I wonder where I'd be, like all this stuff. And then it's like, but then that thinking, it's always out of like fear. It's never that thinking is never coming from my heart. You know what I mean? Like it's so just reminding yourself every day that like, you know, you only have one life, and reconnecting back to the reasons why you did the thing in the first place, to live a more free, fulfilled life and doing work that actually matters to you.
Yeah.
That's like still like one of the biggest things that I think about. It's like, wow, like people literally spend 9-10 hours a day at work for like 40 years of their life doing something that they don't like.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Changing though. I really believe it. Like it needs to, it really does. This world needs people, more people who have come alive, really. And I talk about this.
Yeah. And I talk about this a lot in relation to like people's health and from a Chinese medicine perspective, like how everything is connected. And like, you can't look at your life and your health and your relationships in a vacuum. Like you have to look at it in relation to like your job, and in relation to your physical activity, and in relation to what you eat. So if you're in a job that you don't like, that's going to affect every other facet of your life. It's going to affect your health. It's going to affect your relationships. It's going to affect everything. I think the mistake that a lot of people make is that they think, oh, I go to work, but then I come home and it's like, I have my home time, but it's like, it all adds up. And eventually it's going to, you know, so that's why I'm like passionate about that too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. To just piggyback off of like, again, I definitely agree with that, what you just shared, Chris, but just to come back to like the final, like main point that I was hitting on of like having support, in the past, I would actually offer strategy sessions. And if you have heard of that, and if you've resonated with it, I actually don't have any to give away today, but, cause they're booked for the next 2 weeks. But shoot me a message on Instagram if you would love to coach with me. And this is specific, like if you're willing to invest in yourself, then send me a message. If you'd love support from me as a coach, programs to work with me or start at 3 months. Like we work together for a full 3 months. It's a powerful container of space, and we could talk more about that. But I'd love to connect with you if you are looking for a coach or looking for support. And are willing to invest in yourself, because it will take an investment, not only of your dollars, but more importantly is your time and your energy. Time and energy are non-refundable. We can make more money, but our time and energy is what we're never getting back. So Yeah, if that's something that resonates with you, then shoot me a message on Instagram. It's at Kevin F. Carden. And then you can connect with me there. Yeah, we could talk. Leave it at that.
All right, a lot in that episode. So hopefully you guys took away some stuff from there. And again, if you have any more specific questions, DM us at Science and Spirituality Podcast on Instagram.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carden.
Or at Chris J. Carden. Or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.